This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The U.S. Senate, as an institution, is sick and dysfunctional. Senator Ben Sasse, playing the role of physician, provides both an accurate diagnosis and recommended cures, but I fear that the Senate will prefer to remain sick. His first recommendation is to cut the cameras, since most of what happens in committee hearings isn't oversight, it's showmanship. Senators give speeches that are chopped up and shipped to local media. The senators aren't trying to learn, since they're actually competing for sound bites. Senator Sasse also wants to abolish standing committees. The current structure ends up being 20 permanent fiefdoms. Instead, he proposed temporary two-year committees devoted to making real progress. His third recommendation is to pack the floor. Serious debate, he argues, only happens when senators show up. Most of the time when you see a senator talking on the floor, he or she is speaking to a nearly empty chamber. Changing the rules to allow committees to control some floor time would bring senators to the floor to debate. Senator Sasse also calls for Congress to make a real budget. This certainly is a criticism of the House of Representatives, where revenue bills are to begin. Both houses of Congress have budget responsibilities, but the budget process is clearly broken. He also believes we should repeal the 17th Amendment. Ratified in 1913, this replaced the appointment of senators by state legislatures with direct election. The Senate was supposed to be less influenced by election and more responsible to the states. Although it is unlikely that this recommendation will ever be implemented, doing so would transform the U.S. Senate back into a deliberative body that it was supposed to be. The U.S. Senate should take seriously the proposal set forth by Senator Sasse. Unfortunately, I feel they will be ignored. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.